Are you on a quest to rediscover who you really are? To peel away the layers of expectation and step into your authentic self? Do you ever wonder who you really are in this season of life? Wouldn't it be great to peel away the layers of expectation that others put on us of who we are and who they think we should be and step into your authentic self? Awaken, a journey to finding you is right here waiting, and you're invited to join me on this transformative journey, handcrafted by an award-winning therapist in personal growth and transformation, me, Amy Wine. Awaken guides you into a journey of self-discovery, connecting you deeply with your core identity. Don't miss your chance to be part of a journey that promises to redefine your life. Sign up for the waitlist now and be the first to know when the doors open. Your path to awakening starts here. So join the Awaken Me waitlist today and get ready to discover the true you with direct coaching straight from me. I got you. Let's go. Welcome to Couch Time with Amy Wine, the podcast that's all about helping high achievers like you thrive in life, relationships, and business. Hey there, I'm your host, Amy Wine, and each week I will be bringing you insights, inspiration, and practical strategies to help you live your best life. So whether you're looking to improve your relationships, grow your business, or find more meaning and purpose, you have come to the right place. With expert interviews, real-life stories, and actionable advice, Couch Time with Amy Wine is the ultimate guide to personal growth and success. So grab your cup of coffee or a tea like me, get comfortable on that couch and join me for real life, real relationships, real people. It is time to take your life to the next level, and I am here to help you every step of the way. Oh, welcome back to Couch Time. I'm Amy Wine, your host, and I am thrilled that you're joining me today. We are going to be diving into something. Oh, I've talked about this before a long time ago, but it's one of my major requests that I get all the time. It is the entrepreneurial journey with your spouse. And if you are in the business with your spouse, technically, and you're married to an entrepreneur, this is still for you because honestly, everybody's part of the business, aren't they? Whether it's supporting them while they're working really hard, supporting them in the ups and the downs of the entrepreneurial journey, everybody's in. So I want to say that to you. This podcast is for you. It's a unique adventure, isn't it? Navigating business decisions, managing your home life, keeping the romance alive. It's not for the faint of heart. But let me tell you, it is also one of the most rewarding journeys you can embark on. Seriously, think about it. You're not just building a business. You're building a life together. Every challenge, every win, it's all shared. And yes, oh my, there are bumps along the way, disagreements, late night discussions, but there's also this incredible sense of partnership, of building something meaningful side by side. So in today's episode, we are going to unpack the journey. We're going to talk about the highs, the lows, and everything in between. We'll explore how to navigate this path together, maintaining not just a strong business, but a stronger marriage, a stronger marriage. Yes. So when you're knee deep in this journey or just even considering it, this episode is for you. It is about understanding the dynamics of working with your spouse, embracing the challenges, the joys, and everything else that comes with it. So take a hike and take a walk with me. Sit calmly in the car, get on the couch with your cup of coffee as we dive into the journey of entrepreneurial couples. And we're going to go on a ride that's sometimes a little bit bumpy. It may be bouncy, but it's so worth it too. So I go a little bit deeper into this than probably your normal marriage therapist would be, because I'm also an entrepreneur. So my expertise is in marriage and family therapist, individual counseling, mindset, peak performance, and business strategy. So I get this on
another level. And I work with clients where I come in and I work in all three areas, their individual life, their relationships, and sometimes even their business. So I'm going to go a little bit deeper because I'm probably, since you're listening to me, you're probably what you would say is a high achiever, elite performer. Maybe that's where you want to be. That's who I talk to. And if you don't claim yourself as one of those, you probably still are and you just don't know it because you listen to me and that's what I talk about all the time. So let's dive right in to the heart of any entrepreneurial couple's journey. It is communication. You're like, duh, that's not deep. But it's also joint decision making. It's the cornerstone, whether you're talking business strategies or deciding on what kids your school should go to. How you communicate and make decisions together sets the tone for your business and your marriage. Oh boy. Now, communication in a business setting is one thing. You've got agendas. You're both focused on the goal at hand. But in marriage, it's different. It's a little more nuanced, more emotional. It's not just about the what, it's about the how. How you say things, how you listen, how you respect each other's viewpoints. It's different. Let's talk about some key strategies here because you know I like to just get real and give you the application. So first step, active listening. Sounds simple? Oh, it's not, but it is powerful. When your spouse is speaking, don't just listen, waiting for your turn to speak. Don't plan your defense. Don't think of what you're going to say next. You're really, truly listening, trying to understand their perspective and their feelings. And hearing and agreeing are two different things. I talk about this in Thrive Life TV all the time. Hearing and agreeing are two entirely different things. If you can allow your spouse to feel hurt because you did active listening, you change everything. You no longer have to agree with them and everything's just fine. I promise. Then there's this art of compromise. It's both business and marriage. You're not going to always agree. And that's what's okay. It's important to find a middle ground, a solution that respects kind of both your viewpoints. It's about that give and take, finding this sweet spot where you feel valued and heard. Remember, it's not just about the big decisions. It's daily, smaller decisions that build the foundation of trust and understanding. It could be as simple as deciding what you're going to have for dinner, who picks up the kids. It's about sharing the load, being partners in every sense of the world. Now, I want to touch on something a little crucial. Let's separate business disagreements from your personal relationship. This is where couples get in a lot of trouble. It's easy for business conflicts to spill over into your marriage. But here's the thing, your business is just a part of your life together. It's not the whole of it. So learn to compartmentalize when you step out of your home office. Leave the business talk behind. Focus on being a couple, not business partners. So when we do this, you kind of take the mindset of, if we don't both have a win here, somebody's losing. So if I'm winning, my spouse is losing. If he's winning, I'm losing. Like, that's not how you want your marriage to be, is it? I mean, I've lived that marriage, honestly. I know my husband would agree with me. So we're both right fighters. We both want to be right. It's been problematic. We're both competitive. We're both high achievers. It causes some problems. But when you do this, you've got to separate the two and start to listen. Let them feel heard, understood, seen, even if you don't agree with them. Arguing isn't about agreeing with them. It's about hearing them. So communication and joint decision making, they're just skills that you can develop and refine over time. These are the things you can learn. And when you do, your business and your marriage are going to start to thrive because of it. It is the key secret of thriving in both. When you get your marriage down, your business automatically goes up. You're going to support each other's individual aspirations too, all along your entrepreneurial journey. So we're going to shift our focus to something that's incredibly important, yet it's often overlooked. Supporting each other's individual aspirations, right? When we're both deeply involved in the business, it's easy for our individual dreams and goals to get blurred into one shared vision. But you're not enmeshed like this. You don't want to be here like this, right? If you're watching me on video, I've got my hands meshed together like there is no space. right? When you come out a little bit, but you're not fully disconnected in your hands, there's some open space right there in the crevices of your fingers. Those are your individual use. You want to be here. Enmeshed, bad. Everything's just about everything together. Moving here, you got individual and together. But if you're not doing that, you start to go apart. That's not what you want either. So you have to remember that each of you have individual things that you want, that you love, that you're deeply involved in wanting to have. It's not just a deep in the business. Dreams and goals get blurred into your shared vision, right? So here's the thing. Each of you is still an individual with unique dreams, passions, and ambitions. You might be totally together over here in this business endeavor, but you also have other things. So imagine your entrepreneurial journey as kind of a dance. It's beautiful when you move in sync, but it's equally important to let each other shine, to support each other in your solo moments. Start by acknowledging that each of you has personal goals. These could be related to career, hobbies, personal development, or even personal project within the business, something you want to do with your children, a trip you want to take. The key is to talk about the goals and understand them and respect them, even if you don't understand them. You're going to start creating space for individual growth. We often get so busy, we're on autopilot and we forget ourselves. So I want you to encourage each other to pursue these goals. That might mean setting aside time for those individual pursuits or even supporting each other in taking courses or attending a workshop, going out of town for a sabbatical. It's just about creating space for each other to grow, not just as a business partners, but as individuals, not just as a couple, as individuals. You have to have all three. And what you need to find is a rhythm, not a balance. Balance is impossible to achieve. It just sets you up for failure. But there is a delicate rhythm. And it's a rhythm based on the season of life you're in. Sometimes in some seasons, you're going to have more. Sometimes you're not. But I want you to find a sweet spot where your business goals, your individual aspirations, and your marriage all kind of work harmoniously together. And celebrate the successes as if they were your own. Because in a way, they are. If you're supporting your spouse in them, her wins, his wins, they become yours. And let's not forget the emotional aspect. Being an entrepreneur is a freaking roller coaster, people. Be there for each other, not just in business highs, but the personal lows. Listen, offer a shoulder, be each other's cheerleader. We don't have to do the jab when we're down low and you're blaming them for something, even if they did do it. Remember, when you support each other's individual aspirations, you're not just strengthening your business. You're strengthening your marriage. You're building a partnership that's rich, dynamic, and deeply fulfilling. This is not a pipe dream. I've worked with a lot of couples, especially those that work with each other. So I want to take a moment to talk about navigating the challenges and celebrating the successes that come with the entrepreneurial journey you share with your spouse. Because life as entrepreneurial partners, it's a bit of like sailing on the open seas. You have days of smooth sailing under clear skies. And then without a warning, bam, you might face turbulent storms. It's in these moments, both calm and challenging, that your partnership, your marriage is truly tested and strengthened. Hear me, not just tested, but strengthened. Right in the storm, you're strengthened. If you start facing challenges together, it goes into strength. So all of the journey of being an entrepreneur has its challenges. It has financial pressures. It has disagreements, arguments, business directions, struggle to disconnect from the work, the children, the house, the food, the errands, the dogs. The key to navigating these challenges is open communication and unwavering support for each other. We're not against each other. It's about tackling problems together, finding solutions as a team, and always, always, always having each other's back. And then there are the victories. These are the milestones that you reach together. These moments, they are so much sweeter. Woo! Because why? You share them. Celebrate them, big and small. Whether it's landing a big client, reaching a financial goal, or simply having a freaking productive day. I mean, those are hard to come by. Each success is a testament to your teamwork, your dedication, and your love for one another. Somehow, this tends to get forgotten. But ultimately, you're on the same team. You're fighting the same fight, not against each other, together. Amidst all of this, in the middle of it, don't forget. Yeah, keep the romance alive. Come on. You're not just business partners. You're partners way before that. You're life partners. Make time together, even if it's small. Small gestures of love, small moments, small words, small touch, small things often are what are going to make you successful in marriage, especially if you're working together. So remember, it's not just about a destination. I'm going to get cheesy. It's about the journey itself. It's about the challenges you overcome together, the successes you celebrate, and the love that grows stronger with each and every step you take side by side. All right. I want to leave you with some encouraging advice and practical tips that go just beyond the surface. Something real for you entrepreneurial couples out there. And this works for any couple. Let's just be real. First off, this journey you're on, it's not always going to be easy. There will be days where it feels like everything's against you, including your spouse. But remember, you're not just building a business, you're building a life. And that's something truly, truly special. Regular check-ins, make it a habit, consistent habit with regular check-ins. This can be 10 minutes, not just about your business, your feelings, your relationship. Ask each other, how are we doing? Are we happy? What can we do better? How am I doing? This open line of communication is crucial. And here is the biggest tip that is going to change everything for you. This is the number one thing that I can draw to when couples that work together are in total distress. This changes everything for them. So, are you ready for it? In business, as in your life, you play to your strengths. Clearly define who's responsible for what in each business. It helps reduce conflicts and make sure you're both working efficiently. So stay in your own lane. You don't cross over into the other person's lane. You trust that they can make decisions because that's their strength and they're not going to be perfect. We're not expecting perfection here. We're going to make mistakes and then we learn from them and move forward. But if you can set it up where each of you has a lane that you're in and you stay there, with very little crossover into managing the other person's stuff, beautiful work, life, marriage, beautiful. Couples that don't have this are the ones that I see struggle the most. And also, tip three, learn to set boundaries. It's a big one. Boundaries between work and personal life. Have a cutoff time for business talk. Keep it. Create space in your home that's just for relaxation, free from work discussions, no more. Your relationship has to have time to breathe away from the business. And often it just comes over. Tip number four, support each other's individuality. Encourage each other's pursuit of individual interests and passions. It's important to have personal growth that brings a fresh perspective in both your relationship and your business. Tip five, be flexible, adaptable. Plans change, goals shift. Be ready to pivot and support each other through these changes. It's part of the journey. So as we step forward, let's do it with the knowledge that this journey is much about the love and bond you share as it is about the business you're building. It's about growing together, facing challenges head on, and celebrating every victory hand in hand. Remember, you're not just partners in business, you're partners in life. And that is a powerful thing. You've got this. I believe in you. And together, you're freaking stoppable. Thank you for joining me today on Couch Time with Amy Wine. Here's to a journey filled with love, growth, success. Until next time, keep thriving and loving every step of the way. Thanks for tuning in to Couch Time. This is Amy Wine, and I hope you've enjoyed today's episode and gained some valuable insights that you can apply to your own life, relationships, and business. Remember, you're capable of achieving anything you set your mind to, and I believe in you. Keep showing up, keep taking action, and keep striving for greatness.
If you enjoyed the show, don't forget to subscribe. I would be forever grateful if you could please leave a rating and a review and share it with someone who you think could benefit from these conversations. And don't forget to hit that subscribe button so you never miss an episode. Until next time, keep living your life authentically and intentionally on purpose, and keep thriving in all areas of your life. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you on the next episode of Couch Time with Amy Wine. Are you feeling like your marriage is more about going through the routine than the romance? Just the day-to-day drudgery of all the things and the chaos that surround you that you have to do? You're not alone. Hi, I'm Amy Wine, your marriage and family therapist and founder of Thrive Life TV, and we get it. Impact-driven achievers like you deserve a marriage that is just as successful as your business and your career. Your marriage is about more than just staying together. It's about growing together, laughing together, and reigniting the spark that makes you partners in every sense of the word. That is where Thrive Life TV steps in. Join me for exclusive sessions. We're gonna tackle real life marriage challenges, from reigniting passion to deepening your emotional connection. We're talking real change, real results. It is time to transform your marriage into a thriving partnership that you both deserve. On Thrive Life TV, you're going to find practical strategies, shared experiences, and that extra push you need. Are you ready to uplevel your marriage? Visit thrivelifetv.com and let's bring the joy and love and yes, the fun back in your marriage. I'll see you inside.